Hello.
Hello, my name is Clissieri, returning a call to you from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I please speak to Ms. Rouse?
This is Ms. Rouse.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling back so we can file the claim for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have that social?
419-173295.
Okay. That first name is M-E-G-A-N. Last name is R-O-U-S-E.
That's correct.
And what's that middle initial?
M.
M. Okay, when is that date of birth?
10/24/77.
Okay, I have October 24th, 1977. For security questions, what is your mother's maiden name?
Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R.
S-K-I-N-N-E-R?
That's correct.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
I do.
Can you provide me with that license number?
621-4873.
That's 621-4873.
That's correct.
Okay. Are you a veteran?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Okay, so that's a hard one right there. I can't work right now because I'm having breast reconstruction surgery next week, but not permanently disabled.
Okay. Any difficulties reading, writing, speaking, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. What's the highest grade level you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income taxes?
Yes.
Okay. So can you put the telephone number 205-541-1804 is your primary telephone number?
That is correct.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you do have the option to receive your payments either directly deposited into a checking or savings account, or you can receive the Alabama Advantage card that we provide. Which option would you like to choose?
Direct deposit.
Okay. For direct deposit, I would need that account number and that routing number.
Now, 2 seconds, I can give it to you.
Okay.
Okay, the account number is 03-05-69-5414.
Okay, that's 03-05-69-5414.
Right.
Okay, you can go ahead with the routing number.
It's 062, and then there are 4019.
Okay, that's 062-4019.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, can you please provide me with your mailing address?
It is 178 Ridgewood Drive.
One word or two?
It's one word.
Okay. Ridgewood Drive.
Mm-hmm. And it's Hayden.
H-A-Y-D-E-N.
That is correct. 35079, and that's in Alabama.
35079, yes, ma'am. I'm going to repeat that back to you. I have 178-RIDGEWOOD.
Mm-hmm.
Drive Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, Alabama, 35079.
That is correct.
Okay, what county is that?
Blount.
Florence?
Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T.
Oh, Blount, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I was trying to put a Band-Aid on a finger that I cut pretty good this morning, but every time I touch it, then I'm making a mess.
Okay. And you said the last day you worked was on February the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that employer was First Source? Was that what it was called?
Source.
You said it was called what, ma'am?
Source Point.
Source Point. Okay. And where was the job located?
Fultondale, Alabama. They're in Birmingham, though. Source Point's in, so this is where this gets confusing. We are leased employees for a dental office that owns six practices.
Mm-hmm.
Source Point is our HR company, but our employer is Alabama Family Dentistry, and my location is Fultondale. So Source Point may be located in Birmingham, if that's what you're trying to find.
Okay. Yes, no. It's going to be under whatever the payroll name is.
Okay.
So is it the one on Southbridge Parkway?
Yes, that is correct. Let me,
okay.
I'm going to double check it real quick, though. I've got
yes,
something
ma'am.
To verify that with. I just want to make sure that I
okay. No problem.
Tell you correctly. Actually, my W-2 is the quickest thing to go to. I said I had this available. I was just thinking about my office and my office address. So I apologize. You ready? Yes, it is 2000B Southbridge Parkway.
Okay. And when did you begin working with this employer?
March of 2019. I've been there. I would have been there 3 years this March. March 25th of 2019.
Okay.
I think that's that date.
And do you have a contact number for this employer?
It would be, do you want Source Point's number or do you need the number to the director?
Someone who can verify your employment.
I'm going to give you Source Point.
Okay.
Hang on. Let's see on my W-2. Here it is. Thank you for being patient with me. 868.
Mm-hmm.
1557 is a contact number. Let's see if Elizabeth's number is different.
What's the area code?
205.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm just making sure that's right because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Because that may be someone that, I mean, he could verify that I was an employee there, but that may be the wrong contact person. Here, let's try this one. Let's see what it says. No, that is the office number. 868-1557 is the office number.
Okay. And what was your job title or description?
Office manager.
And what's the reason you're no longer working with this employer?
I actually worked at a 2 week notice because I'm trying to word this correctly. I've been going through breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I have my reconstruction surgery. So being in management, I had a lot of stress. And I had asked to be put into a different position, and it had not been done. And I felt like that I was pressured to leave.
Okay. So you put in a 2-week notice?
Yeah, the 10th was the last day of my 2-week notice.
Okay.
And I can't, I'm actively looking. I actually have a job interview tomorrow, but I have to go through the recovery process before I can go back to work from this surgery. So I'm looking at 3 to 4 weeks of being unemployed.
Okay, so you quit for health reasons?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to justify your claim. There are a couple things you have to do in order to get your unemployment processing. So it does take about 2 to 3 weeks for them to process your unemployment claim. However, mm-hmm. you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN. This 4-digit PIN is going to be used to complete your weekly certifications each week. Are you
okay.
ready for that 4-digit PIN?
Give me 2 seconds. I am now.
It's 9501.
Okay.
Okay. So once a week, you are required to complete a weekly certification. Those weekly certifications can be made either by telephone or online. If you choose to do it online, that website is going to be labor.alabama. You're going to spell the whole word Alabama out. .gov. Or if you choose to file by phone, the number you would call each week is 1-800-752-7389. And the certifications, again, are made any day between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m., not
okay.
on Saturdays. And you're going to begin doing your certifications this upcoming Sunday, which is going to be the 20th. So you'll start on the week of the 20th. You do it any day between Sunday and Friday of every week.
Okay.
You're also required to register for work through the Career Center system. So that can be done by using the Career Center website, which is Alabama Works. .alabama.gov.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You should be receiving an information booklet in the mail. The booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow any instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive this booklet or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So we have filed that claim. Do you have any additional questions?
Only question I have is I don't have to go to labor.alabama.gov this week and complete the requirements. I do it after the 20th.
Yes, ma'am. Starting on the 20th. The 20th will be the first date that you the first day of the week that you call in.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And you said it would be possibly 3 weeks before I heard anything?
Yes, ma'am. So you will receive, no, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for it to process, but you should start receiving information in the mail within a week.
Okay. And if my employer tries to deny my benefits?
Ma'am?
If my employer denies my benefits?
I think they give you options that you can do if your employer denies your benefits. They send you information in the mail.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was wondering how I would know if, like, they came back and said no, that they were not. Because I'm not really 100% sure because I've kind of been on the opposite end of this where I have fought people getting their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of know how my employer is going to be. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. You have a great day.
One more quick question.
Go ahead.
Okay. before I couldn't do anything online because my name was associated with that. My social security number was associated with that fraudulent claim. But now with this pin and my social security number, I shouldn't have a problem, should I?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, that's all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.